The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him, so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And he taught them at length in parables. And in the course of the instruction, he said to them, "Hear this. A sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. Then when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil, and produced fruit. It came up and grew, and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." And when he was alone, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables. He answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside, everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see, but not perceive, and hear and listen, but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and be forgiven." Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, who when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy. But they have no roots. They last only for a time. Then when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word of God, who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it, and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. Why did our Lord go out to the sea? So we're working our way through the Gospel of Mark. And just yesterday we heard that he was inside the house, and his mother and his brethren came. One of the early fathers so beautifully said the reason he went outdoors was for the sake of his mom, that she could hear him and see him, that he might bring her delight. Because, of course, what he said yesterday was not an affront to her when he said, "These are my mother and my brothers." He was trying to teach a lesson, but then immediately he goes outdoors for her sake and also for the sake of the multitudes. So there's so many people out there that he goes on to the sea. So, of course, in this huge crowd, there are going to be people of each sort that he just spoke of. So there's going to be people in the crowd with thorns in their soul, with hardened hearts, who are really on the wayside. Now, why would he preach the word to them if they're not going to receive it, or if it's going to just be choked out anyway? St. John Chrysostom says this, "It is possible that stony ground become fertile, and that the road should not be trodden down, and that the thorns may be destroyed. For if this could not take place, he would not have sown there." It's precisely why our Lord uses parables, or why a priest uses stories. Because if you just spoke the direct truth, they would perceive it as cold and hard and would reject it immediately. But when you use parables or stories, they don't take it as a direct attack on them, but they can recognize themselves in the story and may be open to receive the word you've spoken and their hearts be converted. You give that word a chance to work on them. And so our Lord spoke in parables to leave people free so that they might respond and not immediately reject what he had just spoken. It's why he says, those who have ears to hear ought to hear. Everybody has ears. It's the doorway to the heart. Remember when St. Paul says, no one can come to the faith unless it's preached. Unless they hear it, they can't be open to receive it. I've just spoken the word to everyone in this huge crowd. You've heard it. You've been given the grace to respond. And so it's up to them. So if someone does not want to listen, they don't have to. Because they do recognize themselves right away and they have a choice. Oh my gosh, I just saw myself in what he said. What am I going to do with that? Oh, he must not be talking about me. But our Lord preaches over and over and over. I bet every priest around when he gets up on Sunday Mass, he's just saying, gosh, I hope certain people hear this today. Right? Here's another chance for them to respond. I want to close with this. The feast of St. Thomas Aquinas yesterday, there was one quote that I did not share. He said, to convert somebody, go and take them by the hand and guide them. If someone is going to be converted, what they need above all else is to know that they are loved, that we're putting in the time, that we don't give up on them, that they have our attention, that we will not abandon them. It is love that moves hearts to conversion. May we not give up on anybody. And let's also ask for the grace that we might recognize the thorns that still remain in our own souls, that we might see our hardness of heart, because there is always more conversion that needs to take place.